One of Australia's top company directors is spearheading the latest campaign to get more women into corporate boardrooms. Elizabeth Proust, the newly appointed chairman of the Australian Institute of Company Directors, has set a deadline of 2018 for 30% of board positions to be held by women. Ms. Proust, who is chairman of the Bank of Melbourne and Nestlé Australia, says a fixed quota for women is an option if male-dominated boards don't change with the times. Elizabeth Proust is speaking with our business editor, Peter Ryan.
The Australian Institute of Company Directors has a policy of 30% of boards in the ASX 200 being comprised of women by the end of 2018. And at the current rate, we think progress is not fast enough. The current figure is about 21% of company directors in the ASX 200 are women.
Well, you're a very high-profile and well-known woman in corporate boardrooms around Australia, but as a woman, do you feel you're a rare quantity?
It's the end of 2015, and when I started my career all those years ago, I suspect I would have thought that to be having this conversation now would have been a sad event, because I thought we would have made much more progress than we've made, and there are still boards I've been on, and indeed other boards in which there are only one woman, or in some cases still boards with no women on them.
And how do you personally feel about that?
Leave aside all of the equity issues, I think it's a waste of talent. Women have been coming out of Australian universities in equal numbers to men, in many faculties larger numbers, for more than 20 years now. And for that talent not to be used in boardrooms and elsewhere is a waste.
You're now chairman of the Institute of Company Directors, so how do you plan to use that role to address gender imbalance?
I think I can be an advocate for the position of women on boards, not-for-profit boards, government boards and ASX boards, to ensure that boards are making decisions about the composition of the boards and the talent that they're looking for, that they're aware of a much broader group of people able to do the job.
Most ASX-listed companies have gender diversity policies on the shelf, but not nearly enough implement them. So what's the answer?
I think there might come a time when the AICD and others need to name those companies so that there's a focus on it, because you would think that their shareholders and others would have a view on whether having, for example, an all-male board is good practice in 2015.
So you want the 30% target. You're not necessarily going to be naming or shaming. So what's the answer? Is quotas an option?
Until recently, the policy of the AICD has been not to support quotas. We've softened that in recent times to say that if we don't meet our target of 30% by 2018, that everything will need to be on the table, including quotas.
And so if you did decide to take the option of quotas, would that be enough to send the message to companies that they need to get a greater diversity on boards?
I guess the message to companies is that if they don't act, then it's likely to be government policy and government legislation which will mandate it, and they'll have to do it. My view is it's always better to do these things of your own volition and taking advantage of the great talent pool that there is, rather than having it forced on you by governments.
How many boardroom-ready women are there out there, like yourself?
Well, I think there's thousands of them. And the question is to be aware of them, to know them, to find them. We have 37,000 members in this country. Many, of course, are on boards, but many aren't. There are a very large number of women in executive roles, in the professions, in professional services firms, who are ready and able.
So when we're having this conversation in 5-10 years' time, hopefully, do you think there will be tangible change in boardrooms?
There has to be. Because I think if we get to 2018 and we have not got to 30%, which is the critical mass at which you start to change the culture, then I think governments will act anyway, and we'll be having a history discussion rather than what we need to do about achieving it.
Elizabeth Proust with our business editor, Peter Ryan.